Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
State Question 792 will improve our economy by helping diversify agricultural production. Before Prohibition, Oklahoma was a leading grape producer with 10 times as much acreage and production as we have today. We can return to that elite status with a yes vote on 792. Former Oklahoma Farm Bureau Family of the Year, Dennis and Elaine Flaming, say voting yes on 792 will help get products to market and lead to job growth. Local grocery stores like United, Williams, and Reese's from all across the state are supporting the passage. And passage of 792 will lead to hundreds of new Oklahoma jobs. Please join respected Oklahoma farmers and ranchers like Dennis and Elaine Flaming of Fairview, Tim Laddick of Drummond, Jack Sherry of Holdenville, and hundreds of others in voting yes on 792, the last question on the ballot. For more information, go to yeson792.com. Authorized and paid for by Yes on 792 Incorporated.
We've said for a while now that we need a disaster somewhere to help rescue wheat prices here in the United States and here in the Southern Great Plains. Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist out of Oklahoma State University, says they're starting wheat harvest in the Southern Hemisphere right now, and some locations, while they've got the potential for a great crop, may actually have that crop trimmed back quite a bit because of weather problems, too much rain at the harvest season. He says one of the concerns of our just completed 2016 hard red winter wheat harvest here in the Southern Plains, the quality just simply not as good as we would have liked to have seen across the board. Protein levels down somewhat, and he says that as we produce this 2017 crop, the crop that's now in the ground by and large, it's a crop that we need to be paying attention to as far as quality production is concerned.
Well, the problem we have is the wheat right now and the shortage of quality wheat as we're coming into the 17 harvest, it's important that we produce a quality product. Now, you know, there was wheat came in the 4-H and FFA wheat show, top dress, it's nitrogen on there for protein, over 15% protein. However, there was other wheat with that top dress around the state that got rained on. That protein was less, and the milling characteristics weren't as good. So you can put all those inputs in, but the weather is a big impact. But without the nitrogen there, you cannot get the quality.
Kim Anderson talking to our friend Dave Deacon on this weekend's Sunup. Meanwhile, a report from CoBank is suggesting that we might be feeding a good bit of wheat in the near term, and that could help take care of some of these excessive wheat supplies of lower quality wheat in storage. In fact, we've got a good bit of wheat on the ground still in portions of Oklahoma. According to Tanner Emke, a CoBank senior economist, while all grain prices have fallen to low levels in the face of this year's record large harvest, wheat prices have fallen the most. As a result, wheat is destined to become a staple in livestock feed rations for at least the next year or two and will remain competitive with other feed grains for the foreseeable future, barring any sort of a major weather event. It's now certain that President Obama's administration will not be the one implementing the Waters of the U.S. rule, this based on the latest actions of the federal court overseeing WOTUS litigation. EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers have now been given an extra month to file their defense of the Waters of the U.S. rule. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati has extended the deadline to file their response and defense of the rule from December 23rd of this year to January 18th of next year. The court also set a deadline of February 19th for interveners to file briefs in either support or opposition to the WOTUS rule. You've got farm news on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, November 4th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 19,000 head being offered, 2,800 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and about 1,500 calves on cows. If you want details about specific lots, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. And that's your farm news, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.